This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome to the CU broadcast. We are here broadcasting, well, kind of live. It's live right now for us, but we are covering Origins' Lending Tech Live here in beautiful Denver, Colorado, or Aurora, Colorado, more specifically. Right. And we are here with the two fine gentlemen from Origins. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing great. How are you?
Well, let's do some introductions because I'm just saying two guys. Guys can be from anywhere. We got Brian Hendricks over here. Brian, how are you, sir?
Awesome. From Thanks Origins. For having us.
Yep. You're welcome. Welcome. And we have Evan Etheridge. Evan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now that you guys are here, now we can talk tech. How about that? How about that? Everyone's talking tech these days. So we're talking technology innovation, kind of an Origins product update, what credit unions need to do with all this great stuff. So, Evan, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
What is the driving force behind the Lending Tech Live conference? What's the driving force here?
I think ultimately, organizationally, the driving force behind this conference is really being able to share and update our partners, right, with all of the strides that we've made forward in the last year. Mm-hmm. Connect with them, understanding the products and services that we're delivering to the market, meeting their needs, and then really ultimately getting that validation from them that we are driving value and helping them achieve the outcomes that they want. So it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. No, Tony Patel was just up on stage an hour or so ago, giving quite a laundry list of new products and new announcements and stuff. So really exciting stuff. Speaking of exciting, so Brian, I mean, how does this help the industry move forward and stay connected? These new announcements coming out.
Well, there's the announcements, but I also think that this provides an opportunity for us to share ideas, right? I mean, it's something that we've always done as an industry is share ideas, share best practices, what's working, what's not working, mm-hmm. And how can we get better, right?
Yeah.
I think that this always has served as an environment where we can share what's new and get some immediate feedback about where we're trying to go. But also then, you know, take that back to our organization and provide that feedback back to our product teams and our overall organization to say, here's where our cranes are looking to go beyond just what we talked about today in the near adjacent, you know, scenario. And also what maybe people are concerned about on the horizon as it relates to competition or changing environments, right? It's an invaluable experience, and I'm happy we're back in person
again. No doubt. Well, and the in-person, I'm glad you brought the feedback aspect of it, because being in person allows you guys to get that immediate feedback.
Sure.
After announcements like what Tony did this morning, I'm sure you're getting kind of earfuls of how's this work, and how's it going to work for us? And so that's the really cool thing about being back in person. So
it really is, and what Brian was talking about, you know, being able to reconnect and stay connected with our partners, it's much more than just the products and services that we're delivering as an organization, but also the exciting partnerships, right? We know that we need to empower, you know, these really, really strategic partners to unlock the value for our clients. Mm-hmm. So those were some exciting announcements.
Yeah,
today.
No doubt. We're going to get more into those later in the day as we talk to those folks. So really exciting stuff. And specifically, how does this conference help Origins understand and meet its clients' needs?
Yeah, I think that we've just, you know, we really were talking about that and getting a look deep on that. Is this really allows us to connect on a much deeper level with our clients on a one-on-one basis and really understand and get that immediate feedback around the things and the outcomes we're trying to create on their behalf. Mm-hmm. So it's fantastic getting that feedback, not just on the stuff that we're delivering, as Brian talked about, but also more importantly about what's concerning for them, right, in the near term and in the longer term after that.
Mm-hmm. And you're getting that right now in real time.
That's right.
Hey, go figure that. So now, Brian, so how does what you learn at this conference affect product development moving forward? Because this stuff is moving so fast these days.
It absolutely is. We're actually having a breakout with a subset of clients on site to collect feedback about the roadmap we presented earlier this week, earlier at the conference. We're having that session to say, based on where we're headed, you know, what are your thoughts, what are your real-time feedback about the roadmap itself, but also what's coming on the near horizon, right? The next 2 quarters ahead, what might you be thinking about, right? We're in the middle summertime, so cranes are headed into their strategic planning session periods as well, right? So it allows us to really capture that insight into what's on their minds. Mm-hmm. We also, as a company, head into our annual strategic planning session in October. So it informs us too as we prepare to work with our board as well in terms of where we might go. In a product world, we're working in 10-week cycles, right? So we're taking that feedback in real time.
Oh, really?
But it also allows us to really look at the year ahead and start to set our focus into what's really critical for us to move forward, which I'm excited for. I think we're directionally on track where we need to be in 22. In 23, we have a lot more coming, and I'm excited to see where that takes us.
I can't believe we're already talking 2023.
Right?
You know?
That's amazing.
We're already halfway through 2022.
Yeah, we sure are.
Here we go with 2023.
That's true.
And speaking, last question here. So how is Origins leading the way here? Because I think this is a question for both of you guys. Because obviously, you're getting some great feedback from all your clients out here and prospects as well. So how do you guys feel that you guys are leading the way here? Why don't you go first?
You know, here's the thing. I mean, when we talk about leading the way, I think leading the way is around empowering Cardians to lead the way, right? How can they compete in their marketplaces? How can they achieve their goals? And I think collectively, we do that as a partnership, right? And so I think Origins leading the way is a collective of the credit union and credit union industry, and Origins partnering together in terms of how we lead the way from a technological standpoint related to lending, but also how we evolve as competitive lenders in the marketplace together. So I would say that, you know, that's really been our focus, and I'm proud to say that we're focused on that, and we'll continue to focus on that.
That collaboration word keeps coming up time and time again. Yeah, it's a team, definitely, for sure. So good stuff. Anything else to add, guys, on this front?
No, we appreciate you being here. We are excited for the next couple of days and some more exciting stuff to come.
And thank you for having us.
Oh, my gosh, you're welcome.
Absolutely enjoy it and look forward to this event.
Indeed, yeah. Thanks for having me out here and look forward to some more great conversations. Go out there and have fun, guys. Well done, guys.
Awesome.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.